For that you open Surah Sad 38 and Ayah 71.
إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّنْ طِينٍ فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ اسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. When your Lord said for the angels, surely I am creating a human being from clay. And when I have made him even and breathed into him from my spirit, then fall down prostrating for him. So the angels prostrated, all of them together, except Iblis, the devil, or the wrapped up in grief, who sought greatness and became from the rejectors. In Surah Sad 38 and Ayah 75-76, قَالَ يَا إِبْلِيسُ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيَّ أَسْتَكْبَرْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْعَالِينَ قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. He said, O Iblis, the devil, what prevented you to prostrate for what I have created with my hands? Did you seek greatness, or are you from the higher class? He, Iblis, the devil, said, I am the better one from him. You created me from fire and created him from clay. قَالَ أَرَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيَّ لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا قَالَ اذْهَبْ فَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمْ جَزَاءُكُمْ جَزَاءً مَوْفُورًا. He said, do you see this is the one you have honored on me? Definitely, if you will give me respite towards the day of resurrection, I will make him and his descendants worldly experience except a few. And he, Allah said, go away, whosoever follows you from them, surely hell is your reward, an abundant reward. Surah Al-Isra 17 and Ayah 64. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِالصَّوْتِكَ وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَاجِلِكَ وَشَارِكُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَعِدْهُمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا. And you stir up or excite with your voice or sound effects whosoever is obedient from them, and import on them with your thought and your masculine manners, and be their partner in wealth and children, and promise them, and Satan promises them nothing except delusion. For example, in Matthew 23 verse 33, Jesus is supposed to be addressing to his audience. Like I opened this talk of mine by saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace and blessings and mercy of Allah to all of you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. But in the Bible, Jesus said, You snakes and sons of snakes. Why is he saying it? Because you're masculine. He's showing masculinity. You hypocrites. And in Matthew 12, verse 39, how evil and godless are the people of this day. Luke 12 verse 51. Do you suppose that I came to bring peace to the world? No, not peace, but divisions. Luke 12 49. I came to set the earth on fire. And how I wish it were already kindled. And further in Numbers 31 17 and 18. Now, kill every boy and kill every woman who has had sexual intercourse But keep alive for yourselves all the girls and all the women who are virgins. Look at the masculine character. And further, if you look at the in Leviticus 25, verse 46, and you may leave them, these women, virgins, as an inheritance to your sons, whom they must serve as long as they live. Further, next page, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14, chapter 34 to 35, verse. The women should keep quiet in the meetings. They are not allowed to speak, as the Jewish law says. They must not be in charge. If they want to find out about something, they should ask their husbands at home. It is a disgraceful thing for a woman to speak in the church. And further he said, now, in Luke 19, 27 verse. Now, as for those enemies of mine who did not want me to be their king, bring them here and kill them in my presence. So now this was the, again I come to back to Surah Al-Asra 17, 64. So I just explained two words. Wastivs manistata'ata minhum bisautika wa ajlib alayhim bikhaylika wa rajilik. Three things we have discussed, that you can stir up or excite with your voice whoever is obedient from them, and import on them with your thought, your school of thought, and import on them your masculine manners. And the third comes, and be their partner in wealth and children, and promise them. And Shaitan promises them nothing except delusion. Al-Asra 17 and Ayah 65. Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan wa kafa bi rabbika wakila. Surely my servants over them, you will never have any authority, and sufficient advocate is with your Lord. Surah Al-A'raf 7 and Ayah 16. Qala fabima aghwaytani la'aq'udanna lahum siratakal mustaqim. He says, so with what you have tempted me, definitely I will sit on your straight path for them. Surah Al-A'raf 7, Ayah 17. Thumma la'atiyannahum min bayni aydihim wa min khalfihim wa an aymanihim wa an shama'ilihim wa la tajidu aktharahum shakirin. Then definitely I will come to them from their front and from their behind, and about their right and about their left, and you will not find the majority of them thankful. So now in Surah Al-Hijr 15 and Ayah 39 and 40. قَالَ رَبِّي بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. He said, O my Lord, with what you have tempted me, definitely I will decorate in the earth for them and tempt them together, except your sincere servants from them. Genesis 22 verse 1. God tempted Abraham. Jeremiah 20 verse 7. Jeremiah says, O God, you have deceived me. And in Mark 13 verse 1, Jesus was tempted by the Satan for 40 days. In Surah Nisa 4 and Ayah 119. Wala udhillannahum wala umanniyannahum wala amurannahum فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَّغِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيَّ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا. I will lead them astray, I will make them wishful, and I will order them so definitely they will cut off the ears of the cattle, and I will order them so definitely they will alter the creation of Allah. And who takes the shaitan, the Satan, a protector from other than Allah, then without doubt he is at a loss, a clear loss. They are not complete verses, they are small points from those verses. And I have given the heading, beware of the worldly experience stirred up by the shaitan, the satanic masculine manners, which takes away the major temperament of mankind. Points derived from the various ayats and signs. Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 102. And people follow what Shaitan recited over the kingdom of Sulaiman, and Solomon did not reject it
But the shayateen, satans rejected and taught mankind magic. Then the works of the shaitan are, Surah Al-Ma'idah 5, 90 verse, the works of the shaitan, Satan, are intoxicants. You get intoxicated, gambling, stones and statues, worship of the statues. I'm giving you just points. In Surah Al-Baqarah 2, 268, shaitan promises you of poverty and orders you with fahisha, adultery, fornication, homosexual, lesbianism. Al-Baqarah 2, 275, shaitan has touched him to madness who eat riba the increase. And in Surah Bani Israel 17, ayah 27, shaitan's brother are spendthrifts, wastage of money, spending for nothing. Not for Allah, but just for nothing. Shaitan suggests to fear from his protectors. Shaitan in Anam 6, ayah 121. Shaitan inspired their protectors to argue with you. The shaitan inspires the people. Shaitan causes grief to the believers from their secret consultations. Shaitan intends to create enmity, hatred amongst you and opposition about the remembrance of Allah and salah prayers. And in Surah Mujadala 58:19, Satan has got the better of them so that he has made them forget the remembrance of Allah. Proverbs 31:6-7, alcohol is for the people who are dying, for those who are in misery. Let them drink and forget their poverty and unhappiness. Saul stripped off his clothes and lay down naked all the day and all the night. Why he was doing so? My servant Isaiah has been going about naked and barefoot for 3 years. Young and old, they will walk barefoot and naked with their buttocks exposed. Where? In the nude beaches. You see, in Faisha, Judges 16 verse, Samson has sex with a whore in Gaza. Ruth cohabits with Boaz and Ban. Ruth 3:4-15. I didn't reading the whole, you give you his points. Whoredoms of two sisters, Ahola and Oholibah. Ezekiel 23 verse 1-49. Faisha, incest between father-in-law Judah and daughter-in-law Tamar. Genesis, you read 38:15-18. Incest between mother Bilha and son Reuben. Genesis 35 chapter or book. For other types of incest, see Leviticus 18:8, 18:20, 11:14
and also what? Surah Al-Araf 7 and ayah 19. Wa ya Adamu uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannata fakula min haythu shi'tuma wa la فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And O Adam, you and your pair stay in the garden, then both of you eat from wherever you wish, and do not go near this tree, so you will become from the oppressors. Friends, is Surah Hujrat 49. I am just giving you a few, I will read a portion of that ayah. It says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ wa unsa. O mankind, we have created you from one male and a female. In Surah Ibrahim 14, that you can note down the reference in 14, and ayah is 24-26. Allah in that ayah describes that the example, a portion of that is matalan kalimatan طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً, that the example of a word, good word, like a tree, a good tree, the good tree is an example of a good word. Surah 26 ayah says, مَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ. An evil word, a bad word, is an example of a bad word. As you see, Taha 20 and 118 and 119. Inna laka alla tajua fiha wala ta'ra wa annaka la tadma'u fiha wala tadha. Surely you are not to be hungry and naked in it, and surely you are not to be thirsty and victim in it. Surah Taha, Surah 20 and ayah 120. Fa waswasa ilayhi shaytan قال يا آدم هل أدلك على شدة الخلد وملك لا يبلى.
So the shaitan, the Satan, whispered to him, saying, O Adam, do I give you the evidence over the tree of eternity and the kingdom that does not decay? Surah Al-Araf 7 and Ayah 20. فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ لِيُبْدِيَ لَهُمَا مَا وُورِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِي الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. Then this is Surah Al-Araf 7, 20 and 21. Then Satan whispered so that he made for them appear from their ills, badness or hurts which are behind them, and said that your Lord has forbidden from this tree that you become angels and you become eternal, Khalidin. Malakain is angels. And he divided, Allah says, he divided them. Surely I am from the advisor for both of you. Now how is Shaitan does it further in Surah Al-Araf 7 and Ayah 22. فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَا الشَّجَرَةِ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Then with delusion, he made evident to both of them. Then they tasted of the tree, so their ills appeared and they began to sue over them, the leaves from the garden. And the Lord called them, did I not forbid you about the tree? And I said, surely the shaitan, the Satan, is a clear enemy for both of you. And Surah Saba 34 and Ayah 20. وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِبْلِيسُ ظَنَّهُ فَاتَّبَعُوهُ إِلَّا فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And in Surah Taha 20 and Ayah 115. وَلَقَدْ أَعْهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمْ مِّنْ قَبْلِ فَنَّسِيَ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. And without doubt, Iblis, devil, made true his conjecture over them. So they followed him except a division from the believers. And without doubt, we covenanted to Adam from before. Then he forgot and we did not find firmness for him. In the Surah 38 and Ayah 41 to 44. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوبُ إِذْ نَادَ رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الشَّيْطَانُ بِنُسُبٍ وَعَذَابٍ أُرْكُزْ بِرِجْلِكَ هَذَا مُغْتَسَلٌ بَارِدٌ وَشَرَابٌ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعْهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَذِكْرَى لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ضِغْثًا فَاضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَسْ إِنَّا وَجَدْنَاهُ صَابِرًا نعم العبد إنه أواب. And remember our servant Ayyub, when he called to his Lord, Shaitan, the Satan, has touched me with a portion and a punishment. Race with your masculine manner. This is a cool washroom and drink. And we granted for him his people and with them their example, a mercy from us. And remembrance for those who have understanding. And take the chimera with your hand and then strike with it. And you do not perjure. Surely we found them patient. Blessed is our servant. Surely he did return. And we have to take guidance. The chimera is defined as an idle fantasy, a monster with a lion's head, or a goat's body, or a serpent's tail, or an unusual horrible creature of the imagination. And strike with it and do not perjure. What is perjure? Is to swear a false thing under oath. Surah Al-Hajj 22 and Ayah 52. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَنَّا ألقى الشيطان من في أمنيته فينسخ الله ما يلقي الشيطان ثم يحكم الله آياته والله عليم حكيم. And we have not sent from before you a messenger nor a prophet except when he wishes, Satan encounters in his wish. So Allah cancels what Satan encounters, then Allah governs his ayat, signs, and Allah is knowing wise. In Surah Al-An'am 6 and Ayah 112. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زخرف القول غرورا ولو شاء ربك ما فعلوه فذرهم وما يفترون. And likewise we made for every prophet the shayateen, the satans of mankind, and the shayateen, the satan of jinn kind, an enemy. They inspire golden sayings, deluding each other. And if your Lord had willed, they could have not done it. So leave them and what they have invented. According to the Good News Bible, Jews and Christian faith. If it's an Old Testament, Jews also believe. And if it's a New Testament, Jews and only Christians believe. So when I read a verse, it is a concept, a belief of Jews and Christian both. And he, Noah, drank of the wine and he lay naked. This was Genesis 9:21 verse. Then in 2 Samuel 11 book and 6-25 verse, David wickedly caused the death of Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba. And further, and David sent messenger to fetch her Bathsheba. They brought her to him and he made love, intercourse to her. Then she went back home. Afterwards, she discovered that she was pregnant and sent a message to David to tell him. Incest between Luth, Astaghfirullah, Lot and his daughters. In Genesis 19:31-33. You know who's Luth al-Islam? Is a messenger and a prophet of Allah. And who would be his daughters? Messengers and prophets' daughters. You know, Allah says in the ayat, قُلِّ أَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَىٰ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِبِنَّ. So say to the prophets and your wives and your daughters that they should make a base from their gowns. The prophets of the prophet, the daughters of the prophet. The new Luth al-Islam is the prophet and his daughters. Relationship mentioned in the Bible. The elder daughter said to her sister, "Oh, our father, his Lord is getting old. And there are no men in the whole world to marry so that we can have children. Come, let us make our father drunk so that we can sleep with him and have children by him." That night they gave him wine to drink. And the elder daughter had intercourse with him, but he was so drunk that he did not know. The next day the elder daughter said to her sister, "I slept with him the last night. Now let us make him drunk again tonight. And you sleep with him, then each of us will have a child by our father Lot." So that night made him drunk, the younger daughter, and had intercourse with him. Again he was drunk, that he did not know. In this way, both of the Luth's daughter became pregnant by their own father. Genesis 19:34-36. It's in the Bible. This is 2 Samuel 16:22. Incest between sons and father's concubines. So they set up a tent for Absalom, David's son, on the palace roof and in the sight of everyone. Absalom went in and had intercourse with his father's concubines. To be astaghfirullah. That's what the Bible says. Incest between brother and sister. And 2 Samuel 13-14. But the Amnon, David's another son, would not listen to her sister Tamar. And since he was stronger than she was, he overpowered her and raped her. How to rape? Teaching you to how to rape your sister. These are good lessons for the Bible. Astaghfirullah. In Surah Shura 26 and 221-224. هل أنبئكم على من تنزل الشياطين تنزلوا على كل أفاك نسين يلقون السمع وأكثرهم كاذبون والشعراء يتبعهم الغابون. Shall I give you the news on whom the shaitan, the satans descend? They descend on every lying wicked person. They encounter the hearing and the majority are liars. And on the poets who follow their tempters. In Ashura 26:210. وَمَا تَنَزَّلَتْ بِهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُمْ وَمَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ إِنَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّمِي لَمَعَزُولُونَ. And the shaitan, the Satan, has not descended with the message. And it is not desirable for them. And they do not have the capacity of the message. They are definitely isolated about the hearing. In At-Taqwir 81 Surah and 19-27,
إنه لقول رسول كريم وما هو بقول الشيطان الرجيم فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين. Surely this is the saying of an honorable messenger, and it is not this with the saying of a shaitan stone. Then where are you going? It is nothing except the remembrance for the worlds. Az-Zukhruf 43:36-37. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَسُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُتَدُونَ. And whoever is dim-sighted about the remembrance of Most Gracious, we barter for him a shaitan, the Satan, so he will be connected for him. And they will definitely oppose them about the way, and they will calculate they are the guided ones. Surah An-Nahl 16:98-100. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. إنه ليس له سلطان على الذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون إنما سلطانه على الذين يتولونه والذين هم به مشركون. So when you read the Quran and seek Allah's protection from the shaitan, the Satan, the stone, surely he has no authority over those who believe and over those who put their trust over their Lord. Surely he has authority over those who make him as a protector and those who associate with him. Surah Al-Araf 7 and Ayah 200-202. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ وَإِخْوَانُهُمْ يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ ثُمَّ لَا يُقْصِرُونَ. And if you are incited from the shaitan, Satan, to incitement, so seek refuge with Allah, surely He is all-hearing, all-knowing. Surely those who fear, when they are encircled from the touch of the shaitan, the Satan, they remember Allah, so they get the sight. Their brothers expand them in wrong, and they do not relax. Surah Al-Mu'minun 23:96-98. إِطْفَى بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنُ السَّيِّئَةَ نَحْنُ عَلُمْ بِمَا يَصِفُونَ وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحْضُرُونَ. Repel the ills or the hurts with what which is good. We know very well with what they describe. And say, O my Lord, I seek refuge with you from the spurs of Shayateen, the Satans. And I seek refuge with you, O my Lord, they attend me. So now, Al-Furqan 25:26. وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقُّ لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَكَانَ يَوْمًا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ عَسِيرًا. And the day the sky is split up with clouds and the angels are sent down descending. That day the kingdom of truth shall be for the merciful, and that day become very difficult over the rejectors. In Surah Ibrahim 14:22. وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي إني كفرت بما أشركتموني من قبل إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم. And the shaitan, the Satan says, when the order is complete, surely Allah promised you the promise of truth. And I promise you, then I oppose you. And it was not for me, any authority over you, except to call you. You answered me, so you do not blame me and blame your soul, psyche, self. I am not with your screams and you are not with my screams. Surely I reject with what you have been associating me from before. Surely for the oppressor is a grievous punishment. So Allah said in Surah Yasin 36, this is all the day of judgment, and here also. Surah Yasin 36:60-63. Alam a'ahad ilaykum ya bani Adam, Allah ta'budu shaitan, innahu lakum aduvu mubin, wa ni'buduni hada siratum mustaqim, wa laqad adalla minkum jibillan kathira, afalam takunu taqilun, hadihi jahannamun, jahannamun lati kuntum tu'adun. Did I not covenant it to you, O children of Adam, that you will not serve the shaitan, the Satan, for that he is a clear enemy for you,
and that to serve me, this is the straight path. And without doubt, he led astray the major temperament from you, so you did not understand. This is the hell that you were promised. Al-Furqan 25:27-29, on that day, وَيَوْمَ يَعُضُ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ السَّبِيلَ يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. And that day the oppressor will bite over his hand and will say, oh alas, I wish I should have taken the way along with the messenger. Oh alas, I wish I would not have taken so and so as a friend. Without doubt, he has led me astray about the remembrance after it came to me, and the shaitan is a forsaker for man. Surah Al-Anbiya 21 and Ayah 83. وَأَيُّوبِ إِذْ نَادَ رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ رَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And Ayyub, when he called his Lord, that distress has touched me, and you are most merciful of those who are merciful. And in Surah Al-A'raf 7 and Ayah 23, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ذَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. They said, Adam and Spare, both of them said, O our Lord, we have oppressed our souls, and if you do not have forgiveness for us and mercy for us, definitely we'll be from the losers. And page number 27, Ayah Al-A'raf 7, I will read for you and then we'll... فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَا الشَّجَرَةِ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Then with delusion he made evident to both of them. Then they tasted the tree of so that the ills appeared, and they began to sew over them the leaves from the garden. And their Lord called them, did I not forbid you about the tree? And I said, surely the shaitan is a clear enemy for both of you. In Surah Taha 20:118 and 119, page 23. The garden that is referred, إِنَّ لَكَ أَلَّا تَجُعُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَعْرَى وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَضْمَأُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى. Surely you are not to be hungry and naked in the garden. In it. And then it says, surely you are not to be thirsty and victim in the garden. From Surah Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 34. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. I stop here. The ayah is not complete. I read the translation. When we said to the angels, bow down for Adam or prostrate for Adam, they all prostrated except Iblis. I read it from Surah Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 34. Now read the Surah Kahf 18:50 ayat. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. Exactly same. In Arabic, same. So I read the translation, and when the angels said for the Adam to prostrate, when Allah says, no, when we said for the angels to bow down or prostrate for Adam, they all prostrated except Iblis. Now, in Surah Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 34, it says, Aba was takbara, which means that he denied and sought greatness. The Iblis sought greatness. Wakana minal kafirin, and he became from the rejectors. Wakana minal kafirin, he became from the rejectors. And in Surah Al-Baqarah 18 and it's say 50, Kana minal jinni. Kana minal jinni. Fafasaqa an amri rabbi. Amri rabbi. In the Arabic it's Kana minal jinni. In the Surah Al-Kahf 18 and Ayah 50. And in Baqarah 2 and 34 is Wa Kana minal kafirin. وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارٍ. And the translation of Abdullah Yusuli is, he created the jinns from the fire of free of smoke. That is the translation of Abdullah Yusuli. Al-Hijr 15:27.
والجان خلقناهم من قبل من نار السموم. And the jinn we have created before from the fire of scorching wind. Now the next ayat 51 I'm reading. مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضَلِّينَ عَدُدًا. Allah says, I call them not to witness the creation of the skies and the earth. I call them not to witness the creation of the skies and the earth, nor their own creation.